Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Right, new series.
Yes.
I've decided that we're not going to mention fingering in this series.
Right.
Because I think that we mentioned it too much in the first two series.
We?
Well, I did. So we're not going to mention fingering. I just feel like we did it. Fingering, 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 fingers, fudding, fingering. We're not going to mention it. Let's get it out of the way now.
Right, well, this is my career over.
Welcome along to Help I Sexted My Boss. Helpful advice for the daily struggles of modern life. Well, that was the plan. Until Jordan turned up. Just so you know, the gin and Dubonnet can make William and Jordan say a few things that some may find a little bit offensive. If that's you, go and find some eggshell emulsion, stuff it on the wall and watch it dry.
Hello and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss. Yay, new series, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, aiming to answer 21st century questions and find solutions to everyday dilemmas. Like, how much detail is TMI when it comes to telling your best mate what happened in the bedroom last night? Some people are like that. Some people just, like, tell you too much information.
Do you know what happened in my bedroom last night?
Go on.
I Marie Kondo'd my pants.
What does that mean?
Have you not watched the Marie Kondo Netflix, Tidying Up?
You jizzed in your pants?
No, I Marie Kondo'd the Japanese lady.
Oh, yeah, I need to watch that.
Yeah, no, it's good. That's what happened in my bedroom last night.
And is it okay to eat around that mould on the cheese that's been in the back of your fridge for a couple of months? And, of course, what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss? But we're not your usual agony aunts, are we, William Hanson, UK's leading etiquette expert?
No, we're not Jordan North, radio DJ. I'm more Lacoste. You're more low cost.
good, isn't it? I like that one. We're back!
We're back indeed. I wish I could say it's lovely to see you.
It's series three of Help I Sexted My Boss.
Oh, Ben's waving through the glass, trying to stick his oar in.
Oh, here we go. Producer Ben's here. Hi, guys. Producer Ben. He's got a really...
He's got a new pair of glasses.
He's got a really... It's very London.
I got set all throughout January. I was like, oh, what do you think of this pair? What do you think of that pair? Giving advice.
He's basically, producer Ben, it's gone to his head. He's got proper London glasses and a headband.
Even though he doesn't live in London.
I know.
But he's from London.
He's not from London.
Well.
He is, actually.
He is.
Isn't he? Yeah. So, yeah, we're back. This is exciting. Series three. Yay.
Shall we get straight on it?
Let's get straight on it.
For those poor unfortunate souls, the few people on planet Earth that have not heard this podcast, we are about to pour ourselves our favourite drink. We've borrowed it from the late Queen Mother, a gin and Dubonnet.
It's a gin and Dubonnet. It's a gin and Dubonnet, which was the Queen Mother's favourite drink and the Queen's favourite drink. We have it before every episode. And if you're listening for the first time, this podcast is where, like we said before, we help you with advice, modern day advice. I'm just a normal person.
Yeah,
really.
Jordan's here for balance, really.
And William is an etiquette expert. So he goes
and the
around,
one that might give you the advice.
He goes around the world teaching etiquette.
And it's one part gin, two parts Dubonnet, for those that want to, with a bit of ice and either a slice of orange or lemon, depending on your citrus preference.
And the people that listen to the podcast, we call them the G&D Divas, the lovely G&D Divas.
And we couldn't do it without them.
Because they all, as well, love gin and Dubonnet.
Who shall we toast? Well, I tell you what, actually, it was a few weeks ago, but I was incredibly sad when my friend texted me about it. The late Clive Swift, who was, of course, Richard Bouquet in my favourite programme, Keeping Up Appearances.
That was a bit ago now.
I know, but his memory lives on.
Richard!
He's gone to the candlelit supper in the sky.
Oh, Richard! Do your impression.
Oh, I don't really do a very good impression.
Go on.
I do a better one than you. Richard! Sort of.
That was really good.
It's all right. My friend Jonathan does a much better impression.
Do it when Mrs. Bucket answers the phone.
No, I can't do that one.
Go on. The Bouquet residence, the lady of the house speaking.
Okay, now do your impression. So we'll toast Clive Swift. Also, I have a more of a connection with Clive Swift because we went to the same school.
Did you?
Not at the same time, obviously. I just wanted to point that out. But yes, he went to my school.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I was doubly sad. So we'll toast Clive Swift.
Clive Swift.
Clive Swift.
Oh, that's so good. I've not had one of them since the last episode.
And we're drinking these from our Help I Sexted My Boss official tumblers.
We are.
They're a nice size. No, because G&D, because it is alcohol and alcohol. I mean, it's not a drink we'd recommend if you're teetotal or trying to cut back. It's a nice size for the ginger bonnet. It's not too big. It's got a delicate rim and a heavy bottom, which, as you know, what more could you want?
You love a heavy bottom and a delicate rim, don't you?
In a glass.
Can I just say as well, at the time of recording, it's 10 to 11.
Yes. And we're on our first drink. Apologise for everyone we're seeing this afternoon.
We are going to be shit-faced.
With Richard Bouquet, there might be some people that, especially our new international listeners.
Yep.
Because since I went viral, more on that in a moment.
Oh, God.
We are aware, Ben's looked at the stats, and we are aware that we have got people joining us from other countries, in particular in America.
Right.
So welcome to the Americans.
Hey, guys. Yeah.
I hope you can understand correct English. And we will be explaining at certain points, if you don't sort of, you know, understand any of our references, in particular Jordan, we'll be flagging up what we mean. Richard Bouquet, Keeping Up Appearances, it is actually very popular in America, so probably they've heard of it. It is one of the BBC's most exported programmes.
Really?
Yes.
If there's any Americans listening, definitely get in touch. I'll tell you how just a bit in the podcast, but we'd love to hear from some Americans wanting etiquette advice.
Yes.
Or any advice.
And if you've never been to Britain before, Americans, do just be aware that not everybody is like Jordan. Most people are like me here in Britain.
No, they're not. That is not true.
If any Americans
are listening, come to Burnley. I'm part of the tourism board at Burnley now. So hashtag visit Burnley. There's loads you can see. The big window pub.
Hashtag visit Burnley.
Mm-hmm. The big window pub, Turf Moor. My Auntie Maggie's.
I think the Americans have probably switched off by this point.
Right, it says here that we've got to talk about you going viral. So, what's happened?
I was watching Netflix at my parents' house. We were watching one of the Marie Kondo programmes. And at the end, the picture, when it was saying, do you want to watch the next episode? The picture it gave saying Marie Kondo tidying up was apparently a still from some film. And it's this female sniper. And I just took a picture and tweeted it saying, either there's a Netflix glitch or Marie Kondo's methods have escalated or something like that. And 23 million people saw it, according to my impressions.
23 million?
Yes. It got quite a lot of likes, a lot of retweets, a lot of interaction. I gained quite a lot of new followers. Still haven't overtaken you, but, you know, whatever. And, yes, I went viral.
Right. Did you pin it?
No, of course I didn't pin it. You shouldn't pin it.
Should you never pin a tweet?
No, because it's a bit like, oh, look at me, I was funny once.
Right, there we go. Get your pens out. G and Divas, write that down. Apparently,
don't pin it.
You shouldn't pin your tweets. I pin tweets.
Well, you could pin tweets, important announcements, but don't pin things just because they got quite a few likes. That's a bit tragic. After that, I mean, it ruined Twitter for days because I couldn't actually... If you, let's say, had tweeted me about something else, I wouldn't have seen it.
I didn't. Don't worry.
No. And... then everything you want to then tweet after that just looks desperate or tragically unfunny.
Yeah, that's true.
So
yeah.
You're a bit like, I've peaked. And I did think social media, I'm verified, I've gone viral. To be perfectly honest, what is the point?
Have you started doing sponsored tweets yet?
What do you mean?
So, like, what do you think about sponsored tweets? Because apparently now you have to do, like, hashtag ad.
You do. There are new legislation that's come in, either paid partnership or hashtag ad, or hashtag spawn, which is a bit weird.
Spawn.
It's a bit like you can't spell spoon.
It sounds a bit like spaff, doesn't it? Spawn. Oh, I spawned every... I'm not being rude. I'm not being rude. Move on.
You should probably just leave the studio. What have you been up to? Since in between series,
yeah.
You have been in... Hello Magazine.
Oh, yes. I don't like to talk about it. No, I was in Hello Magazine. Don't
Why were you in Hello Magazine?
For their Rising Stars of 2019.
Oh.
I've got a copy if you want to read it.
No, I've actually went out and bought it.
My grandma got it framed.
That's nice. So yeah. Did they said you were one to watch.
Yeah, I was one to watch.
Shame you're just not one to listen to.
Oh, good one. Right, no, they put me... So I got there and I've never done it before and they did like my hair and makeup and then you pick your outfit and the stylist picks your outfit for you.
Yes.
And some of the stuff she made me wear, I looked like I'd been kicked through a charity shop backwards. And then I was like, oh, I'm not wearing this. And I got a bit of a face on. I was like, oh, for God. And I put this shirt on. And actually, when I had the shirt on, I loved it. The picture that you see... I've got the blazer on.
Yeah.
And I'm wearing...
You're not smiling in the picture.
No, I'm...
You look miserable.
I'm doing my moody, sexy look. Yeah.
You look like just a relative's just died.
In the main picture, I'm sat down and I've no socks on. I'm... Fuck off! I'm sitting down and I've no socks on and it looks like I'm wearing white tights. And I didn't like that outfit. I mean, it's not... the
Neither you or any of the other males in the photo shoot were wearing socks. It's as if the budget stopped at socks.
No, socks is like, cool, don't wear socks now.
But it was January!
I was very happy with it. Thank you, Hello Magazine. Thank you to the lovely hair and makeup people and the stylist. But I don't suit not wearing socks. Yeah.
No. Always wear socks.
No, not in the summer. But yeah, I was in Hello Magazine. What else has happened? What's new? What's new with you? How's Mikey? How's the Brit laying?
Yes, he decided to throw himself down the stairs of the tube, so he sprained his ankle.
Oh, has
yes.
he?
So,
if you're just listening for the first time, William's boyfriend
no,
is
he's
a...
Not. Well,
is
he is my boyfriend.
Is a bricklayer from Wakefield.
He's not. He is from Yorkshire. Other than that, the parallels or the he's image that Jordan presents.
He's a bricky from Wakefield, and he's a lovely lad. He's like, all right, Paul, all right, yeah. Oh, I've just done some graft today. Oh, 1,000 bricks a day, Ali. Should see an odd carrier, up them lad. I've got best odd carrier this side of Yorkshire.
What is an odd carrier?
You don't know what an odd carrier is? Hodge
no.
carrier.
What's
it's the person that carries the bricks.
Right.
I've got best odd carrier this side of Yorkshire. He's up that
this
ladder.
This side of where?
Yorkshire. He's up and down that ladder like a bride's nighty. You just wouldn't put them together, the two of them, and they make a lovely couple.
Were your family proud of you being in Hello? Throw a big party?
No, they didn't. And I know why you're asking, because you might have seen my brother was recently in an ITV documentary.
Your eldest brother.
My oldest brother, yeah. Producer Ben just said to me he should tweet about it. Shut up, I was proud of him. So my oldest brother's in an ITV documentary that was on a couple of months ago.
It was a three-parter?
Yeah, it was.
Although it was only in two of them.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
No. I'm just trying to...
It's called Paris Men of War.
I'm building up your case.
And my brother's Sergeant North in it, and they basically filmed him training recruits to join the parachute regiment. He come across really well, didn't my brother? We were all really proud of him. So my mum had a surprise party for him.
So he did 2 hours of television.
Mm-hmm.
You do 3 hours every week of national radio.
Yeah.
You had a double-page spread in Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had a party?
No. This is how you know, G and Divas, that the oldest is always the favourite. It's true. She went, we're going to have a surprise party for our Ryan. We're so proud of him being on telly. So make sure you're free on Friday, whatever day it were. I went, hello? Hello, magazine? Radio 1? Podcast? Telly? She's like, well, yeah. She went, it's not all about you.
It is. This episode, when it comes out on Tuesday, it is also... Shrove Tuesday.
Oh, yes. Pancake Day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Will you be having a toss this evening?
I always have a toss in the evening. You know me, William.
Not every day.
Yeah, Pancake Tuesday. Pancake Tuesday.
What do you like on your pancakes?
I like strawberries, chocolate spread. Do you know what I found out recently?
Mm-hmm.
Was at this family party, my brother's.
Yeah.
My Auntie Linda said, do you remember when we were hungover in bed and kids made... chocolate spread on toast, but they used your chocolate body paint. And my mum went, oh, yeah, what we like. Apparently, when we were younger...
Chocolate body paint?
Yeah, it's
do
like...
Do we need to know?
You put chocolate on them.
No, I get the concepts.
Off. Apparently, when we were younger as kids, we found this and put it on some toast. My mum woke up in the morning, we were all, like, all round our mouths and stuff. It was chocolate body paint from Ann Summers. And I just found that out recently. Anyway, I like chocolate spread.
Right. Do your George Michael joke.
I seen George Michael just before he died, and he had chocolate all around his mouth. And I said, hey, George, you've been a bit careless with your whisper.
For Americans listening, whisper is a chocolate bar.
I thought it was a good joke, that.
No, it's funny. It made
and
me laugh.
No disrespect to George Michael. I love George Michael.
Rest good, bring the tone down.
Yeah.
So it's pancake. I just like sugar and a bit of lemon juice.
Oh, dear.
Yes, thin pancakes.
Thin.
Yeah, Ben agrees as well.
Okay.
It's because he's southern.
Are you a good,
agrees with me.
Are you a good tosser?
Yes, actually.
Oh, yeah?
I can flick it up and it goes in the pan all the time.
Right. Mm? Yeah. Is Mikey a good tosser?
I don't know if he's ever tried it.
I can imagine him being a bit rough.
That's enough of this crepe. Let's move on. That's enough of our problems anyway. It's nearly time for yours after this little interval.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Did you have an ice cream in the interval?
I did, yeah.
What flavour did you go for?
I got a screwball.
You got a what?
I've not had a screwball.
Is this a rude thing again?
No, it's not. I'm not being rude in this series. I got a screwball.
You were in the first act.
Producer Ben, you know what a screwball is. So it was an ice cream that went in the freezer.
Yeah.
And
it's
at the bottom,
where you keep ice cream.
Was a screwball, a little ball of bubble gum.
Oh.
It was lovely. I bet when ice cream van came round your house, I bet you never come running in. And you go, Mum! Dad, ice cream van's here! Can I get an ice cream? Can I have a pound? And then your mum would go, there's some chalk ice is in the freezer. Have one of them. Or a screwball.
Well, the ice cream van couldn't get past the electric gates.
Of course. Anyway, we want you to get in touch if you've got any problems. That's what this podcast is about. So if you've got any stories, confessions, dilemmas, secrets, anything for the future episodes for the new series, there are plenty of ways to get in touch with us. The easiest way is on email, help@sexandmyboss.com. This way you can do it without arousing any suspicion from your boss. You can get in touch with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Find us at @sexwithmyboss. At very least, give us a follow. But if you have a problem to share, send us a message. Producer Ben will put your message onto our lovely pile of problems.
Yeah, he's got big piles at the moment. We're wading through them. And I, of course, will. If you are feeling extra luxurious, you can write to me and I will give you a handwritten reply. As I say, we've got a bit of a backlog at the moment. So if you haven't received your handwritten response, blame Ben. We are getting onto it. One will come sooner rather than later.
The address for a handwritten reply is on the website, sexandmyboss.com. We've also got something really new, haven't we?
We have, yes. We're going to release a second episode every week where you could get the chance to chat with Jordan and me about your problem.
This is exciting. That's the campest I've ever seen you, you know.
Is it?
That was really camp for you. I quite like it.
Thank you.
That was really good.
It was a stretch.
She was like, yes, we've got the help hotline. Come on, boys.
We're going to call it the help hotline.
The help hotline.
All you have to do is leave a voicemail message onto producer Ben's phone, or if you're, you know, modern and all that, a WhatsApp voice note telling us a bit about what you want us to solve. It's producer Ben's phone. It's a shame because I did want a white slimline telephone with last number redial facility, but apparently we've got to go sort of modern and go for a mobile device.
The help hotline isn't for, like, what you want to wear at your next fancy do. It's for the big problems, the big funny dilemmas that you got, the cats eating condoms, the fondling in the cafe and all that jazz. We want it to be extra fun. And we might as well, little side note here, we might get a few special guests to dial in along the way. So if you want to be on the help hotline, the phone number to call William Hanson is...
+44 7939 297 600 +44 7939 297 600 I feel like I'm on Children in Need and I've just done a performance where they get you to read out the phone number at the end. If you're within the UK, the number is 07939 297 600
Have you ever had sex?
I'm sorry. Just because I'm familiar with international dialing codes. What's the international dialing code for Burnley?
01282.
That's not an international dialing code.
It is, isn't it?
No, that's just the area code.
Oh.
Do you not know how telephone numbers work? Have you even got telephones in Burnley?
Yeah. We expect the first episode of the Help Hotline to drop at some point this week, but it depends when one of you lot get in touch with an outrageous problem. It's outrageous! Outrageous! I think outrageous and fabulous, like, really strong. Outrageous problems. So get texting, calling on that number if you want to get through to me and William. What's the number again, William?
+44 7939 297 600
William Hanson, let's go to the listeners' questions. What have we got today?
OK, this one is from Stephanie. Hello, Stephanie. Help. A girl I work with is doing a juice diet. How do I tell her to eat some actual food and avoid her doing horrendous trumps? Yes, I think juice diets are not ones if you work in an office or you are living communally. I think you need to do it when you live on your own and you're not interacting with other people on a daily basis.
Dear.
Yeah. Look, I'm not a doctor. Neither of us are medical professionals, we should just say.
Speak for yourself.
But I don't think that's particularly healthy.
I've got a PhD in media.
I think I would write... Do you know what I'd do? Because it can be very personal. I would write a little note or get someone else to write it so she can't read your handwriting or can't identify your handwriting and just put it and say, dear name of girl, good luck with your juice diet, but it is having some unfortunate side effects that a few people are noticing. Please stop.
As somebody that's always on a different diet here, I'm always dieting, aren't I? My weight's always up and down.
We get to find one to work.
We have. We have. I'm currently fasting at the moment, even though I'm on the G. The G and D. Leave her be. If she's diet, if she's farting and it's becoming a problem.
Yes, if she wants to do a juice diet, that's not a problem. It's just the side effects that are unfortunate.
If somebody is a bit of a trumper, because I used to work with someone that was a bit of a trumper and everyone used to ignore it, what's the correct way of asking them to stop farting? Even if they ask you to pull your finger.
Shall we role play this, Jordan?
Shall we role play? Why do I have to be the trumper?
Well, I didn't actually say, but who needs to be? But I think it's more naturally going to be
okay,
you.
Okay, so we're just in the office.
Don't do any sound effects. Let's just imagine it with our minds.
Okay, we're in the office. Yeah, all right, Julie. No problem, love. I'm on phone.
Brenda.
I'm on phone.
Brenda.
I'll give you a ring next week. I'll ping that email over to you now.
Excuse me. I generally thought this podcast could not get any lower. Brenda, stop it now.
Oh, Christ.
Brenda.
Christ almighty.
Brenda.
Gag a maggot. Hiya, love.
Do you need to step outside?
Why?
I don't know, to freshen up.
Oh, is it because I've farted?
Oh, I think the whole office needs to step outside and freshen up.
Is it because I've farted?
You have just released a bit of flatus, yes.
A bit of what?
Flatus.
It weren't a fanny fart.
I really don't know how I still have clients.
Is it acceptable? Is it acceptable?
Can we just... I don't like this problem. I'm sorry, Stephanie. I don't like talking
about it. Is it acceptable to fanny fart in the office?
No. Right. Question...
Is it acceptable?
No, I've said no.
Right, okay. We didn't help. What do you do if someone's farting in the office? Do you tell them?
Yes.
Okay.
Nicely, but not in front of others.
Don't funny fart.
Right, this question is from Sam. How long do you need to wait on a conference call before it's acceptable to bin it off because no one has joined? Well, that's a good question. If, you know, let's say if you've got a conference call that starts at 10 a.m, that means that everyone needs to be signed in, ready to go at 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. If I would say 7 minutes... If no one has signed in within 7 minutes and you've got no Jordan has joined the call. Automation thing. Go. Send everyone an email saying, hello, I signed on. If they're going to waste your time, don't wait any longer than 7 or 8 minutes.
I think that's a good point, yeah. And if the conference call is at 10 o'clock, make sure you're in like a few minutes before. Speaking of conference calls, we had one recently, didn't we, for the new series.
Did you turn up on time?
I was on time. How very dare you? I was on time. However, and you went mad because I got up during the conference call.
You were in your boxer shorts.
I was in my boxers.
It was a video conference call.
I was in my boxers.
It's not appropriate. As Ben said to me the other day, this is a work relationship.
Yeah, nothing were hanging out. There might have been a wet patch.
Nothing to hang out.
Hey, if you're in a conference call, should you treat it as a normal call? Like, should you be in proper attire and stuff?
Oh, yes.
Do you think?
Yes, dress up
properly.
Even
if you're at home.
Because on the one occasion I once had a video conference thing and you think, oh, I'm just sitting down for this, I can get away with being sort of more casually dressed underneath. Mm-hmm. The doorbell rings or something happens, there's a fire drill and you need to suddenly stand up and then you're, you know, embarrassed.
Yeah, don't do it in
Don't
your
just wear your boxes.
Okay, next question please, William Hanson.
Gentlemen, like many of her generation, my 80-year-old grandmother has a propensity for saying the wrong thing.
Propensity? What's that mean?
A disposition.
Okay.
Has a propensity for saying the wrong thing, and this is often something of a social liability when we are in public. Whilst I know that it's probably too late for me to try and change her ways, I never know how to respond to it, especially when in the presence of people I don't know well. What is the correct etiquette for this situation? Yours faithfully, Edwin.
Great question, because you get to a certain age, and I'm looking forward to getting to this age.
In your case, 21.
And you just have no filter. At all. My grandma's like this now.
Well, if you're like... you're like this now.
I've got a filter.
You haven't demonstrated that today.
My grandma's like this. We'll go out shopping and we'll be somewhere. She goes, look at the size of him. He's a big lad, isn't he? Look at the size of him. It's like, grandma, he can hear you. Shut up. It's a great... What should you do?
I think you just need to say... You know, look, everyone's entitled to their opinion. If it ends in any sort of ist, you know, if it's racist or bigotist or anything like that, misogynist... If they're a misogynist, yeah. Haven't thought this one through. But if it's anything like that, then I think you just say, actually, grandma, grandfather, whoever, people don't really say that anymore. They're entitled to their view. You may disagree with it. It mm-hmm. may be awful. But they're probably not, at 80, going to change their opinion.
Yeah, should you say something?
Yes, just say, could you actually just not say that anymore?
If it's really bad, say something.
Or
if it's
could just, we just say that in your head?
If
not,
it's just
not
your grandma being loud and no filter. Mm. That's some really good advice. Before my grandma died, I remember I went round to see her, I was about 18.
Yeah.
And I come round to see her, she went, Aya. I went, Aya. She went, oh, you look like your dad. And she went, you look just like your dad. I went, all right. She went, he were right fat in face as well.
God rest her.
Do you know what I mean? You just, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I could do a special on things my grandmother's
said. I know, they're bad.
Our last problem. Look.
Oh, wow.
It's a letter with a first-class stamp. Don't know about you, but I love receiving a bit of first-class mail. Now, I do. I'm not a second-class male household.
You love receiving mail?
Dear William Hanson and Jordan North, it's like it's from my bank. This happened to me a few times when travelling on the tube and suddenly a group of passengers will produce instruments and begin to play music, usually a rendition of Despacito. Maybe I'm being ill-humoured, but I do not always want to listen to this on my morning commute. Furthermore, these performers are looking for money in exchange for a performance that nobody asked for. The other passengers often look uncomfortable and pretend that nothing is going on. In this situation, do we make eye contact with the performers and smile politely, or do you just ignore them? Also, what right do people have to begin performing on the train? Big fans of the show, yours sincerely, Katie and Charlie. Lovely stationery, we should just say. Look at that envelope. I mean, that is a quality envelope.
Oh, wow. It's like wallpaper, isn't it?
You wouldn't wallpaper your house with that.
Yeah.
It's glitzy. You wouldn't want that on your walls.
Can I just say, the question's been great for the new series.
Very, very good question.
Good to
so
know
far.
That we're providing a service. This is a good one. I'll say, when I first moved down to London, this happened quite a bit. And I was like, oh, look.
Happens a lot on the Circle Line.
Oh, look, I'm in London. There's buskers on the train. This guy's getting on doing the instrument. Even though they're not allowed. It's actually illegal, I think. And I was like, it's good. Yeah, I used to film it, give him a bit of money. Now, I'm like, oh, my God. Get off the train. It is annoying. But
yeah. No, I don't like it. I don't look at them. I don't encourage it.
I wouldn't be... is that what you're saying? Don't look at them. Don't encourage it. So definitely don't clap and...
No, absolutely don't join in.
Just ignore it. And is it fine to not give them any money?
Completely.
Yeah?
Yes.
It's a bit tight.
I've come on the tube to get from E... It's kicking in. I've got on the tube to get from A to B.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need a performance. I've got my earphones on. It's often interrupting the soundtrack to Mary Poppins Returns, which I'm generally listening to at the moment. Talk about that next week, because I'm ticked off with you. So no, I don't like it. If you're going to tell a friend anything that you've learnt in this podcast today, Jordan, what would it be?
There's loads. If you're doing a Skype call, treat it as a proper work.
Yeah. Conference. Dress from head to toe inappropriate.
If someone's farting at work, confront them. Just yes. Be like, you need to stop trumping. Trumpy McTrumpington. And if you're not enjoying buskers on the tube or on the train or any form of public transport, apparently it's okay to ignore them. I feel a bit tight if you ignore them. They're only trying to earn a living.
Well, they can go and do it on a street or somewhere where it's allowed, but not on a tube. Now, remember, get in touch. We need your questions. All information at sexedmyboss.com. What are you off to do now, Jordan?
I'm going to go for a big wee. What about you?
I'm going home.